The chainsword fell, trailing a rope of old, spoiled blood through the air, and the ruins fell silent again, save for the endless winds. The warrior who called himself Cerberus looked up, his kill fury high and ready, and found an Astartes in grey, unadorned battle armor advancing to him.
Enough. The deed is done. The enemy dispatched.
You dare command me? Traitor swine, I'll salt the earth with your blood.
Lower your sword. Do not make me fight you.
Never. I will never stop. I will end all Horus sends to test me.
This is your last chance. Refuse and you will die.
Do your worst.
He attacked. And, if anything, the fury he had displayed moments before was now revealed as only the spark of the flame burning inside him. As their swords met, clashed, and met again, Garrow saw this lost soul for what he truly was. Through a hurricane of blows, sparks leaping as metal ground on metal, he glimpsed fragments of the man behind the madness. Garrow was tested to the very limits of his swordsmanship with every attack and riposte. He knew in an instant that this was the most lethal foe he had ever faced in the arena of blades. Every strike parried, every lunge met in kind. Warrior to warrior, they fought and fought. Time dissipated until there was only the moment and the fight caught within it. They struggled back and forth, seeking tiny nicks and cuts, but never finding the defining blow. Each was the equal of the other. They battled on in search of the single fractional instant of inattention that would mean a death strike. Sword hilts locked. And suddenly, they were struggling against their coiled, enhanced muscles.
I know what you are, traitor! Mendest! Poor son,
I know what you are. Like me, Adeptus Astartes, the man the Sigilite sent me to find.
Liar, I am Cerberus, the wolfhound at the gates of hell. I am death denied.
No, your mind is clouded, brother. Help me. Break through the veil of madness. Remember who you are.
I am Cerberus!
Striking out with all his might, the warrior batted Garrow out of the way and staggered backwards, opening up the distance between them. He pointed his sword to where Varan and Rubio stood poised to join the fray.
Bring your bastard brothers in if you dare. I'll finish you all.
No! This matter will be put to rest between us.
You die first, then. They will follow you in short order.
Listen to me. Cerberus is a myth. It is the name of a legend, a story, nothing more. It is not your name. It is not who you are.
There was a moment of hesitation, and Garrow seized upon it. If he failed now, then death would be the only conclusion.
I am Nathaniel Garrow, knight-errant of Malkador the Sigilite, loyal servant of the Emperor of Man. And you?
Who am I?
Your name is Garveel Loken. This world is Istvan III, where your Primarch and your battle brothers betrayed you and left you to perish.
No.
You know this truth. You have not forgotten.
No. No. No! I have no brothers. Only traitors remain. I am a legion of one, and I will kill you all until death comes to claim me.
Then do so.
Garrow opened his hand, and Libertas fell from his grip. He tipped back his head and showed his bare throat. The scarred warrior raised his sword, hesitating at the apex of the motion.
I cannot best you, so I offer no defense. Only a choice. The same that faced me when I came to this world.
if you kill me, you murder a brother in arms, and that single act will make you the traitor. Join us and prove that you are still loyal to the Emperor.
The Emperor?
The Emperor protects.
Yes. He does.